The following is a segment from the Education Gadfly Show. Visit edexcellence.net to listen to full episodes or to sign up for the print edition of the Education Gadfly. For quicker delivery of the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Question number two. Education News Colorado released a scathing set of reports on the quality of digital learning in the Centennial State. Does this prove that virtual schooling is a short-lived fad?
Heck no.
This is way too doomsday.
I appreciate, so I guess we here are, we at Fordham are proponents of digital learning, but we've also expressed understanding and knowledge that we need to not just slam full, you know, gas fully to the floor as we roll out digital learning, that we need to be intelligent and be mindful about the policies that we enact and how we go about doing this. We said, in the early 90s, people thought charters were the panacea to fix education. 20 years later, we're realizing that charters are doing fantastic things, but that there needs to be quality control and there needs to be some accountability metrics and measures in place as well. And so I think, kudos to the Education News Colorado for highlighting some of the issues in digital learning. We definitely don't want to be too hubristic with the assumption that digital learning will be this panacea. But at the same time, my big takeaway from this report wasn't that virtual schools should be tossed out, but that the antiquated models and the antiquated system in which virtual schools live should be tossed out.
Yeah. I just largely had issues with the analysis because it doesn't really account for the fact that many of the students that are going into virtual schooling are going into virtual schooling because either they're falling behind in their actual, in their brick and mortar school and they're trying to find another way to catch up. I printed out a couple of the facts here so that I could remember them. It says, half of online students wind up leaving within a year. All right. So, and when they do, they're further behind academically when they started. All right, well, what would those students have done if they were in the brick and mortar school? Who's to say it would have been anything different, Online schools produce 3 times as many dropouts as they do graduates. All right, that's pretty bad. I'll admit that. But again, it's the idea of these schools are trying to fill a void that's not there right now, and maybe they're not doing it right. But yeah, if we can find a way to kind of put some more, just some more checks and balances in the system, try to make sure that, we're keeping a better eye on this and that we've got a better handle on what these schools are doing and how they're trying to address their students' needs, I think we could fine-tune it a little bit better.
Well, I think building off that and one of the other stats from the report and one that I really took issue with and why I think that we need to think about changing the structure of education rather than just throwing digital learning out was that the report highlighted the fact that as many students left virtual schools, the funding for those particular students stayed at the school. So Colorado and many other states have a count day set up for their school funding. So if on October 1st or such, there are 400 kids in your school, you get 400 kids worth of per pupil funding. And then if there's an exodus from a particular virtual school, those students move back into a brick and mortar without bringing their funding back with them. That's not the fault of virtual learning. That's not, this innovative new education model that we should see some attrition. We should see some back and forth as people decide and figure out if it's right for them or not.
'Cause I'm sure you'd see it the other way, that some kids start out in brick and mortar and they go to charter and the money stays at brick and mortar. It's the same thing.
Exactly.